This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
D-A-L-I. All right, so I'm a little bit ticked off. There's another case where somebody kept being told they had a UTI, and the patient ended up having ovarian cancer. This happened, I believe, in England. And we had a close personal friend, similar instance, kept being told it was a UTI. Here, just take the medication, and it ended up being cervical cancer. And so, you know, when I see half-assed medicine happen, I get really, really ticked off because we doctors weren't trained to do half-assed medicine. Neither were nurse practitioners or PAs. We're trained to do things right. And so you don't just miss an ovarian cancer. You're supposed to always be thinking about ovarian cancer. You're supposed to be always thinking about cervical cancer. Even if somebody comes in saying they have a UTI and biasing you and distracting you with it, you're supposed to stop, look back, and go, wait a second, well, what are your symptoms? Well, you know, I'm having some cramping, I'm having some bloating. Yesterday, I got chewed out by a patient because she was having pelvic pain, no burning when she peed, but she was having cramping and bloating, and she wanted antibiotics for a bladder infection. And I'm like, but you got to get this checked out. If you're having some bloating, if you're having some cramping, that might not be a UTI. You need a urine test. You need a culture being done. And she just was mad, ripped me a new one, saying, oh, my other friends get to call in and get an antibiotic. And it's like, oh, gosh. All right. And so medicine is changing faster than I ever expected it to be. Now, mind you, I love the fact that we have telemedicine now and people in, you know, remote towns that don't have access to doctors can have access. People that, you know, don't have access to their regular, you know, family doc or provider, even in the city, can have access, which is phenomenal. But we're actually going the wrong way with medicine. And there was a headline that we just talked about in the previous segment where the average person over 65 is or 70 years old is on 7 different medications. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, 7 different medications. Okay, well, slow your roll, okay? Hold on a second, all right? You know? Don't get your panties all up in a bunch. If they have high cholesterol, if they have diabetes, if they have high blood pressure, many times it takes one or two medications each for those. Okay, so now you have to 3 to 5 medications. If they're on an antacid, if they're on something for their arthritis, if they're on a blood thinner, if they're on a stool softener, it's really easy to be up to 7 medications. Right? If they're on vitamin D, if they're on a hormone. So, yeah, if you're over 70 and you haven't died from a heart attack or cancer or a stroke or whatever, you're probably going to be on a bunch of medications, okay? Not the biggest deal. We don't need to make that a big, huge headline, all right, and go after the whole medical industry for that. But what I was talking about in the last segment, which I am seeing, which is drastically changing, is a patient will call in and they have high blood pressure and they're a new high blood pressure patient and medicine is an art. All right. And the way I got to practice before all the Obamacare changes is and all the deductible issues is, you know, somebody would have a $10 copay or a $20 copay. And so if I needed them to follow up, they could follow up. So day one, your blood pressure is high. It's been high for a while. We're going to put you on a medication. Then I want to see if it's working. So come back in a week. Same thing with diabetes. Your blood sugars are high. Come back in a week so I can look at your sugars, look at how you're eating, look at how you're managing your sugar. Then, if it's looking like we're in the right direction, come back next week. If your numbers are good, then we go to every 2 weeks, then every 4 weeks, and then 6 weeks or 3 months. And then we'll do a blood test on you every 3 months. If you're a diabetic, with your blood pressure, follow up with you every 3 to 6 months. But it took a while to get you there, and once we titrate you to where we need you to be, we watch you. And I'm the only doctor that watches you, all right? Or you'll see my partner, all right? But the partner is going to let me know what's going on so we have some consistency. The average person right now never sees their doctor again. They only see their doctor once. Or I had a lady who had possibly shingles by her eye. I'm like, you got to see your doctor. We got to make sure this isn't affecting the eye, or I got to send you to an ER. And she's like, I don't have a doctor. And if I did, it's going to take me months to get in. We are right now, no matter what city, and I take care of patients in Iowa and Colorado and Mississippi, Alabama, and Nevada, because that's where I'm licensed. The average person can't get to their doctor, their family doctor, who is supposed to know them and know their family and understand their nuances and have followed them for years. They won't get to see them. And so the average person, because either their deductible is too high for them to come in or there's too long a wait, will just go to an urgent care. And I love urgent care. I was an urgent care doctor as well. But that urgent care doctor is not going to take over your primary care. And medicine these days is kind of said, well, that's okay. That's all right. No big deal. You know, we'll just give you a shot, or, you know, you deal with it. Go find your doctor. And so now what I'm hearing from patients is, don't do anything for me that needs a follow-up. Just give me the one treatment so I could be done. And I don't blame them for asking that, because if their deductible is high and seeing a doctor is going to cost them $200-$300, they're not going to want to follow up. Or if they can't get in with their doctor, what's the point of starting a blood pressure medication that you won't be able to get filled and you're going to run out? A lot of people are running out of their medications. Why? Because their doctors are closing, their doctors are quitting, or they can't get in for a follow-up. So the big demand now in medicine that I'm seeing is, give me the one-shot treatment. And I'm not talking like injection, but if I have high blood pressure, you tell me what to do that's going to control my blood pressure from here on out, because I'm not going to be able to see another doctor. Same thing with diabetes. Give me something that's going to lower my sugar now, or my cholesterol. Or what can I do on my own? This on-my-own medicine is going to be the biggest industry. You already see what's happening with supplements and all that, because people cannot see a medical provider. And mark my words, in the next 10 years, we're going to have prescriptions available online. We're going to have do-it-yourselfers. We're going to have apps. We're going to have so many resources out there for people to manage their diabetes or manage their cholesterol, manage things by themselves. And it sounds perfect. But again, you're losing the art. You can't just do cookbook medicine. You need somebody to look at you and go, no, 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 something's wrong with your kidneys. Something's wrong with your heart. You know, they came out with yesterday this study saying that there's this test where they can look at biomarkers and tell you if you're going to die in 5 to 10 years. You know, I'm not going to want that test. But that's what people want. Test me. If I'm going to die in 5 to 10 years, I just want to know about it and let me deal with it on my own. So, you know, the family doctor is going away, and it's killing me, because that's my art, that's my field, and I think it's one of the best medicines out there. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi. I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you guys have been kind of following what's happened over the last few days. I was trying to watch football, though I really wasn't, you know, following the news. But I guess Brett Kavanaugh had been accused of another sexual assault. And this was a report that had surfaced where back in the 1980s, he was allegedly seen thrusting his male body part into an unnamed woman's face at a party. And I guess the incident had been reported to the FBI, allegedly, by Max Steyer, a male classmate of Kavanaugh's, but no action, they said, was ever taken. So I guess the New York Times had published this bombshell report describing this whole sexual assault allegation. And I guess the Democrats jumped on the bandwagon and have all weekend and now this week started to ask for Brett Kavanaugh's impeachment. Well, today we find out that the New York Times got hit really, really hard with some criticism because they forgot to include the fact that the alleged victim, who this whole story is about, doesn't even remember it happening and doesn't even want to be interviewed about it. So, New York Times had published a story in the early hours on Sunday based on claims made by this former classmate. Two of the newspaper's reporters, apparently an arts writer and Wall Street reporter, discovered from an unnamed official that Steyer had seen this assault 40 years ago, right, at a dorm party. And he said Kavanaugh had his pants down. And then the classmates pushed him so that he was able to, you know, hit the woman's face with it. And they had this claim in a book that they decided to write about Kavanaugh's college years. Now, Steyer had been on the opposing side of legal cases from Kavanaugh before. He also, I think, worked for Bill Clinton. He didn't want to be interviewed either. Neither did the woman who was apparently at the crux of this issue. The woman told her friends, told the New York Times journalist that she does not even remember that incident. So apparently those key details did not make their way to the excerpt of the book that was published online. So now the newspaper has had to backtrack and has had to make a correction. So my issue with this is how everybody jumped on the bandwagon. One news source decides to publish something. The New York Times, I get it. That's one of the biggest newspapers out there. But it prompted Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren to jump on his impeachment. Now, of course, President Trump is defending Kavanaugh and encourages him to sue for libel, calling this debacle a disgrace. And I guess the newspaper has had to apologize. Basically, they write, editor's note, an earlier version of this article, which was adapted from a forthcoming book, did not... penis into the hand or head of a female student at a drunken dorm party. The book reports that the female student declined to be interviewed, and friends say that she does not even recall the incident. That information has been added to this article. So, the Times has not, you know, responded to emails from Fox News and other people try to ask for a little bit more clarification. But now they are at the crux of a lot of scrutiny. So, you know, we've been talking about fake news. You know, Donald Trump had coined that term, and appropriately so. But whether you're a fan of Trump or not, I think our issue with the media and then our response to the media is despicable, where a report could go out there. Fact-checking is not done because it's all about the speed of getting the story out there. Who could publish it first? So they race to do that so they get ownership of the story, and the facts are wrong. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, we've seen this with Inquirer and other, you know, periodicals where there'd be a story, there'd be a rumor, it makes headlines, you know, people sue, and things just keep moving on. But the problem is we're really dealing with people's lives here. Whether you're a fan of Kavanaugh or not, okay, you cannot publish articles and publish bad-mouth things that are false. Rumors are bad. Gossip is bad. I hate gossip. Some gossip is interesting to hear, but I really hate the concept of it because we don't even know if it's true. Now, if it's true, I love hearing true stuff. You know, especially if it has to do with me. Oh, they said that about you. I was like, oh, really? Oh, hell no. You know, yeah. So, yes, I'll get involved in conversations, especially if it has to do with me. But in terms of rumors and trying to bring somebody down. But what really gets me mad is that a lot of this is surrounding assault. Having been assaulted myself, I cannot stand fake reports or witch hunts when you have, you know, cases of assault being done all the time. It starts to dilute the average victim's, you know, testimony. Now when somebody claims they were assaulted, people are like, really? They don't believe you. You need to, as the victim, prove it and relive it and almost be re-victimized, because now nobody believes you. And it's stupid stuff like this, like we're seeing with the New York Times, why now we have this situation where, is it true? Is it not true? And that's a mess. Okay, in the olden days, if you were attacked, you would go in, be examined, tell them the story, then interview the guy. It really wouldn't also make the news, because that's really embarrassing, by the way. Whenever you're assaulted, you really don't want that out there, and how and what happened. You really feel embarrassed. So in a private setting, you could make a claim. They interview the person, they look at evidence, and then decide if it happened or not. But now it's, yeah, somebody did something to me 40 years ago, or I saw somebody do something to somebody else at a party. And that, you know, it's, where does it end? And there's a lot of, you know, we're talking about college student health. You know, one thing that is preying on a lot of people's minds is what can come back to haunt me from my college years. Now, look, you get drunk and you do drugs and you do stupid and you assault somebody. That's on you. That's your fault. You know, you're going to have to pay the consequences. But if you didn't do anything, and you obviously don't have a scribe to document what you did at a party, or you have a consensual relationship, and years later that person wants to come back saying it wasn't, you're stuck. What do you do? And so, you know, the average college guy is like, oh, gosh. I mean, maybe the good to that is people will maybe have less casual sex. But the bad part to that is, I mean, if anybody can say anything that happened 40 years ago, I mean, who remembers what they did at a party 40 years ago? And then it brings up the subject, how responsible are you? If you told somebody off, if, you know, you got into a fight with somebody, should that haunt you the rest of your career? Well, if you killed somebody, it will. Sorry. You know, but, I, people do make mistakes. Now, if it comes to assault, no, just like murder, that's not going to fly. But when you don't have a witness, you don't have an account, we're really losing control. And so, you know, my guess is the next Supreme Court justice that's going to be nominated is going to be female on either side. Because they're going to hope that there won't be all these sexual harassment allegations that are going to come up. Even though with females, you could still have those too. It's not as sexy a story as a male. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is. But the New York Times, which has kind of been a barometer for a lot of, you know, journalists, you know, did really wrong on this one. And you can never report the news before you have all the facts. And, I mean, I'm glad they did an apology. That was appropriate. But, you know, I don't know if Trump's right. I don't know if maybe, you know, Kavanaugh does have a case. But I think everybody needs to slow their roll and, you know, calm down. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anywhere. everywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States now says it has satellite images proving that it was Iran that was behind weekend drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's two biggest oil refineries. Here at home, higher gas prices are likely, but exactly how much higher and for how long remains to be seen, according to analyst Trilby Lundberg.
A price hike sometime very soon of anywhere between a nickel to 25 cents per gallon, depending on the duration and severity of the damage.
Contract talks resuming now between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union after the workers went on strike earlier today. Production coming to a halt at GM plants, the automaker expected to lose as much as $250 million a day. The strike's currently only impacting GM, but could be expanded to include Fiat Chrysler and Ford. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, we knew this would happen. Remember when there was the blood pressure medicine recall? They had multiple blood pressure medicine recalls because of a company. It originated, I believe, in China, generic company, a company that was making generic meds. In its production process, had unfortunately made a chemical, few different chemicals, N-nitroso N-methyl-4-aminobutyric acid, or NMBA, or NDMA, N-nitrosodimethylamine, or NDEA, N-nitrosodiethylamine. Oh, dimethylamine or diethylamine. And these impurities had been linked to cancer. In animals, causes liver cancer, lung cancer, could be carcinogenic in humans, but they're still studying that. NDEA, the data is limited. But when we talked about the story, we were discussing that, you know what? If one generic company had a manufacturing process and they found these impurities in blood pressure medications, and the blood pressure medications that were listed were like Losartan potassium and hydrochlorothiazide, not the hydrochlorothiazide by itself, but Losartan, Valsartan, many of the ARBs were affected by this, the generic form. The big question that rose is, well, what else was made in that plant? Or what other drugs might have had, unfortunately, a similar manufacturing process? Well, now we're being told that a heartburn medication, Zantac, the generic ranitidine form, has been found to contain a contaminant, the N-nitrosodimethylamine. So, U.S. officials have found low levels of this, and it is potentially cancer-causing. Again, we don't know how bad it is in humans. The NDMA is classified as a probable human carcinogen because it has been found to cause cancer in animal studies. It is a byproduct of certain industrial processes, and it was formerly used in the production of rocket fuel, according to the EPA. We do see it in drinking water and some foods, including meat and dairy products. So the FDA right now is not recalling ranitidine. And again, ranitidine is a generic form of Zantac. But the problem we have with this one is ranitidine is over-the-counter. And so if this does end up being an issue, this is going to be a lot harder to control. So with the generic blood pressure medication, you can't get that without a prescription. So if there was a recall, at least the pharmacist could stop dispensing it, right? The pharmacists know who got what lot. They could reach out to them, and whoever was prescribed the medication, they could reach out to. When it comes to ranitidine is over the counter everywhere. At drugstores, at, you know, shopping centers. You could get ranitidine anywhere. So if you have it and you forget you have it and you've given it to your mom or you've given it to your kid or you've given it to, you know, it's a lot harder to go and trace back who could have taken it. And some people might forget that they took it. Again, it wasn't a prescription. So there's no, yes, you can get a prescription form, but the majority of people don't get a prescription form. So there's no documentation. So if I've taken a ranitidine, I'm pretty sure I haven't, but the average person that took an over-the-counter stomach medication might not realize that it was ranitidine or not. So then if we do need to find you and say, look, it looks like we do have some issues, we need to, you know, bring in or we need to test you, you won't be called. So I'm a lot more concerned about this than what we had with the blood pressure medication issue. So according to Dr. Janet Woodcock, director of the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation Research, they said, although NDMA may cause harm in large amounts, the levels the FDA is finding in ranitidine for preliminary test barely exceeds amounts you might expect to find in common foods. So they say individuals taking prescription versions of ranitidine who want to stop using the drug should talk with their healthcare provider first. And people taking the over-the-counter versions of ranitidine could consider using a different over-the-counter drug for their condition, as there are multiple drugs approved for the same or similar uses. Now, that's according to the FDA. The problem is what's the next drug that's going to have an issue? Who's next? When the Valsartan recall happened with the blood pressure medication, people then switched to Losartan. Like, all right, well, if Valsartan might have an issue, let's just switch to the other. But then the other one got recalled. So, months ago, I had asked for every single manufacturing company to see if you did that same process and to test your medication immediately. It doesn't really take that long. I'm not sure why that wasn't done overnight. And then if you did have the NDMA, NDEA, and MBA, whatever the hell, because those are all three, you then notify stores and suppliers. But I don't know if that happened. A lot of people are like, look, this really isn't that big a deal. Okay, there's crap in our pills all the time. It's not that big a deal. Well, how do we know it's not that big a deal? You know, we take medications, and we think we're taking the active ingredient only, but there's inactive ingredients. There are other things in that product to make it a pill. You know, this is why I get really nervous about over-the-counter supplements. People say, well, yeah, you know, I'm taking my ginkgo biloba, I'm taking my, you know, vitamin C, I'm taking my calcium, you know, but it's different in pill form. It's not the way it naturally, you know, is supposed to be. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. Again, not to panic, but ranitidine, it's a medicine that we use for stomach acid upset, possibly having this cancer-causing element. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ben Roethlisberger, I don't know if you were watching the Pittsburgh game, but I think during a sack he got hurt. And with that, he hurt his elbow. Well, actually, wait a second, it was a non-contact injury. Sorry. And everybody was getting sacked yesterday. Yes, Chiefs, Cowboys, and Rams did good, which is, I like the Saints, but I put money on the Rams. Again, guys, you got to do NFL injury report. That's how I place my bets. So anyway, you could see Roethlisberger, after he makes the throw, grab his arm. But now we're being told that he is done for the year. After sustaining this injury, he now needs surgery. So according to Mike Tomlin, the head coach, Ben Roethlisberger had an MRI in his right elbow Sunday evening. It was determined by the Steelers medical team that surgery will be required. So he must have tore a ligament. We expect the surgery to be scheduled this week. He will be placed on a reserve injured list and is out for the season. So there were just a few minutes left in the first half, and then he grabbed his elbow and winced, never came back. So now backup Mason Rudolph is going to play, or he did play, and they still lost, you know. But there were still touchdowns, and, you know, I mean, the backup looks good, but he's not Big Ben. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But, you know, losing your quarterback as well as losing your head receiver, Antonio Brown. I did not watch the Dolphin-Patriots game. I thought the spread was too high because the Patriots never usually make the spread when they play Miami. And they, boy, did they make the spread. So that was the only thing I didn't put money on, and I should have. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, Purdue Pharma has filed for Chapter 11. And seeing the big fall is no means reasons to celebrate. So we're going to be talking to you about that. We're also going to be talking about a brain-eating amoeba that unfortunately has affected a girl, and she is currently fighting for her life. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, a story like this really, really kills me. When you have somebody that is not at home playing video games, that decides to get out there and swim and exercise and enjoy nature and enjoy the great weather, and then, unfortunately, they end up fighting for their life. So we have a young Texas girl who has been infected with the deadly brain-eating amoeba, Nigeria filari. And she was just swimming in a river. Lily Mae Avant, 10 years old, went swimming over Labor Day weekend in the Brazos River near Waco. Doctors believe she contracted this amoeba. Cute girl. Days after the swim, she started experiencing a fever and a headache. Now, they thought it might have been just a virus, but the parents knew something was not right. Then one night, Lily's mom heard weird noises coming from her daughter's room. She was incoherent, unresponsive. So they quickly took her to the ER. She was flown to Cook's Children's Health Care System in Fort Worth, where a spinal tap revealed that she had contracted naegleriasis, which is a rare infection caused by the amoeba. And this is one of every parent's nightmare, because we, you know, yell at our kids to get outside and play. And, you know, I was talking to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine about this today on his radio show, where, you know, he said even as a kid, he was kind of reluctant to swim in rivers, you know, growing up, you know, because, you know, they are kind of dirty. And, you know, but, some fresh water, you know, ponds and things like that, I, when you're a kid, you want to jump in. And so, unfortunately, what happens is these things kind of settle down into the silt, and if you kick it up and then you go underwater, it can then get into your nose. When it gets into your nose, and it's usually fresh water, it's not going to be salt water, it'll be fresh water, it'll then enter the nose and then crawl up into the brain and then sit there and munch on the brain and cause an infection. Most of the time it's fatal, but there have been some cases where we have been able to treat it. So we're praying for her, and hopefully she'll be able to fight this. But it's you know, every parent's nightmare. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's every pharmaceutical company's nightmare to see what happened to Purdue. Purdue, the maker of OxyContin, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as of last night. This was days after striking a settlement with more than 2,000 local governments over its alleged role in creating and sustaining the deadly opioid crisis. In filing in New York, the filing in New York follows the Sackler family agreeing to relinquish ownership of the lucrative company. The family also agreed to provide $3 billion in cash over several years and future revenue from the sale of OxyContin to assist communities hardest hit by the opioid epidemic. Now, on Sunday, Purdue's board of directors approved the settlement. It includes 24 state attorney generals who sued the company, accusing it of fueling this crisis. And now, they say, following the bankruptcy filing, the company's board members said the deal struck with the thousands of local and state governments will provide billions. So they're going to still pay. But they say the settlement framework avoids wasting hundreds of millions of dollars and years of protracted litigation, and instead will provide billions of dollars and critical resources to communities across the country trying to cope with the opioid crisis. That's according to Steve Miller, chairman of Purdue's board of directors. They say they will continue to work with state attorney generals and other plaintiff representatives to finalize and implement this agreement as quickly as possible. So the drug maker said the value of the settlement is about $10 billion. 26 states, however, have opposed the deal, and they want to take the Sackler family to state courts in an attempt to get into their fortune. Now, this bankruptcy filing follows a statement by New York State Attorney General Letitia James alleging that investigators discovered nearly $1 billion in wire transfers made by Purdue to Swiss bank accounts, allegedly to shield the family's wealth from litigation. So Purdue has pointed out that its products were approved by the FDA, doctors were prescribing them to address patient pain, but the plaintiffs in the suits argue that the company officials intensively marketed the opioids and downplayed their addictive risks. They said it was Purdue and these other companies that laid the groundwork for the opioid crisis, which has obviously claimed tens of thousands of lives. So Purdue chairman has not admitted to any wrongdoing, And they said the resumption of litigation would rapidly diminish all the resources of the company and would be a lose-lose-lose all the way around. Whatever people might wish for is not on the table right now. So what does that mean for you or I? Okay, well, I don't know how that's going to affect future lawsuits against the company, but how I think it's going to affect you and I is I don't really see any, in the near future, any future drug companies wanting to distribute or make narcotics and pain medications. I am wondering what's going to happen with the generic pain market. We right now have a witch hunt against everybody that was involved in narcotics, and it's because the media is fueling it, and that's what, you know, it's been politicized, and everybody likes to go after the pharmaceutical companies, and they're all excited to do it. And we are going to be in for the biggest spanking. This is, we're going to get such a backlash from this. And, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the marketing practices of pharmaceutical companies, but do I really think they need to bear the brunt of the burden of this? People got high. People overdosed. People have been drug overdosing for years. It's higher now than it's ever been. But we have more people in pain. We have more population. We have more people in pain. And we have more people that want to do different highs. If they can't get cocaine, if they can't get other drugs, meth, they found that at least prescription drugs allow them to still have a high. And then how much to blame is Purdue Pharma or Johnson & Johnson or Teva? There was a need. There was a demand for pain medication. They made a drug. They marketed that drug. All of us doctors knew it could be addictive because all pain medication is addictive. But people were in pain, and doctors were sued for not controlling pain. In the early 2000s, lawyers were going after doctors because those of us who trained in the 90s were scared to death to give a narcotic. And they were like, you got people suffering, they're in pain, help them out. Help these people out. You are torturing them, not prescribing them pain medication. And doctors will get sued. So we turned it around. We're like, you know what? You're in pain. I'm not going to let you be in pain. Did we create a bunch of people addicted to narcotics who overdosed? We might have a lot of people dependent on them, but then again, if their pain never went away and they had a pain issue and we can't make the pain go away, all we did was manage it. That's not our fault. People have pain. Ask anybody who has a chronic pain condition. They don't sit there and go, oh, well, I'm addicted to narcotics. They go, I have real pain. And so I'm scared to death. I mean, I've been in pain, but nothing like what many of you guys feel. And if I had to endure what I endured during my kidney stone, or giving birth, or any of my car accidents, or post-operative surgery, without something for pain, I would feel tortured. Pain is debilitating and it's scary. And so while some people are rejoicing and high-fiving each other that Purdue has fallen, I'm looking at this as, oh crap. I want there to be pain medicines out there in case we need it. And right now it's all about not writing the pain medicine, not getting the pain medication. And so we're going to be out of luck. I mean, at least the states get some money to help the crisis, but honestly, I think it went too far. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app. free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.